It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Democrats in Lansing want a state law that requires background checks for all firearm purchases. This is one of a number of ideas lawmakers have floated since the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Republicans have their own ideas, though. The House Republican leader is saying no to background checks and says he's focused on improving mental health services. As we heard earlier this week, other Republicans have proposed allowing certain teachers to carry weapons. Jack, with so much divide in Lansing, how can we make kids feel more safe?
Keep guns out of schools, outlaw AR-15s, do things that make common sense. Now, the movement, which is crazy, to allow guns in schools and have teachers trained to use them, may have lost a little steam after the teacher in Georgia the other day went into his classroom and started shooting. On the other hand, I frankly am baffled by the Republicans' unwillingness to institute background checks, especially Speaker Tom Leonard, who is concerned about mental health services and has had some good ideas there. You think you want background checks to catch people who had mental problems who shouldn't have firearms, but I'm baffled by it all.
Michigan's long-suffering roads could soon get a cash infusion. The state legislature has unanimously approved $175 million for road fixes. That's a 7% boost over existing spending. Democrats wanted to add more money to the bill, but their amendments were shot down. Jack, how far do you think this boost will stretch?
Oh, I think Republican Candace Miller has said it best. She said this was sort of a drop in a pothole. According to MDOT, the Michigan Department of Transportation, we need about $2.2 billion a year in additional road spending to fix the roads. This is a tiny, tiny amount, and you could say every little bit helps. But on the other hand, if this gives anybody the illusion the roads are being dealt with, they're not.
Michigan's auto insurance premiums are almost double the national average, according to a new report. The 2018 State of Auto Insurance Report finds motorists in Detroit pay $5,400 on average. There have been efforts in Lansing to reduce the state's auto insurance rates, but they've stalled. Republicans put the blame for the higher rates on Michigan's uncapped personal injury protection benefits. Democrats say there are other ways to reduce rates. What do you think, Jack?
Well, I think both sides are sort of wrong in a way, Rebecca. Here's one way to reduce insurance rates. Fix the roads. The roads are causing a whole lot of damage to cars. They're causing accidents. That's one thing we could do. Another one, I think we ought to take a comprehensive look at why Detroit auto rates are so high. I think some of this stems from back when crime was much more rampant in Detroit than it is now. I think we should get some commission to take a look at the crime situation, compare it to insurance rates, and sort of jawbone the insurance companies, if nothing else, to lowering their rates. Now, the idea that this has something to do with the fund that provides coverage for catastrophic injuries is not true at all. That fund is very fully funded, lots of money in there to take care of people who are seriously racked up in auto accidents. But there is a lot of people who like to get their hands on that money. This is what this is about.
Democrat Gretchen Whitmer got a major endorsement in her bid to become governor this week. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is throwing his support behind the former state senator. Duggan says he believes Whitmer will be a partner in Lansing. He says he'll work every day for the next 8 months to drum up support and voter turnout in Detroit. Jack, it's still pretty early to tell who's likely to win the race for governor, but how much weight does Duggan's support carry?
Well, it's a very good thing in that Whitmer can't win unless Detroit has a good turnout. That's as simple as that. Detroiters are not going to vote for Bill Schuette or Brian Kelly or any other Republican, but they may stay home. And so Mike Duggan is a consummate politician. He knows how to get people to the polls. He won every precinct except two in his last re-election bid. So if he does really work hard for her, that's a big plus. And he has an incentive, too, because he wants somebody in Lansing that'll be sympathetic to the problems of Detroit and somebody he can deal with. So as you say, this race is a long way from being over, but what this endorsement probably does is seal the deal for her to be the Democratic nominee in August.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks so much, and get out there and enjoy some of the sunshine we're having this weekend.
As we politicians say, shovel early and often.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.